Hello.
Hey, Mom. This is my mom in North Carolina.
Hi.
How's it going?
There are three things you need to know about my four-generation-old family eggnog recipe. Number one, we call it nog. Number two, it's insanely thick, like fluffy or foamy. And finally, in my mom's words, it's pretty potent stuff.
Let's see, it actually makes 2.5 gallons and it's got 3/5 of alcohol.
Like, what's the recipe?
Well, it's secret.
Are you going to pass this down to me? Am I going to get this at some point?
Yes. You can pass it down.
That is hesitation in her voice. And herein lies the dilemma. My mom can't mail the Sayre family nog, but she's not ready to hand down the recipe. So began my quest to find something that could tide me over.
So what we have in front of us is a couple cans of condensed milk.
This is my friend Danny Rivero.
A couple cans of evaporated milk and coconut milk. And we have white rum.
Danny's family is Cuban, some by way of Puerto Rico, where they picked up their own Christmas drink, coquito. Danny makes a down-and-dirty version of the family recipe. No eggs, just a few kinds of milk, alcohol, and some spices in the blender.
It's really addicting. Like, you can pour... Oh, God.
You get that, like, waxy taste from the condensed milk. Yeah, it's like...
That's what makes it, like, thicker, too.
But not foamy thick, like the Sayre family nog. And so, on to the next candidate.
It's very thick. Very creamy.
Jean Mapou runs a bookstore in Little Haiti. His most popular item isn't a book. It's cremas, a sort of Haitian eggnog he sells year-round. Of course, he's tight-lipped with his family's recipe.
The only thing I can tell you that we use condensed milk.
He also admits there's some evaporated milk, vanilla, Haitian spices, rum. The recipe comes from Mapou's wife's mother's mother.
Every family has a bottle of cremas. And everybody feels that, you know, they have the secret, you know, because they always said mine is better than yours.
We crack a bottle of his famous concoction.
A votre santé, to your health.
Ooh.
That's the word. Wow.
It's thicker than I was expecting it to be.
But still not pillowy thick, like the Sayre family recipe. One last contender, which may be better than eggnog, depending on who and when you ask.
I don't want to say it's better, you know, because...
Yes, he does. He said it was better earlier.
This is Federico Muriel and his daughter, our digital editor, Maria Muriel. The drink in question, algarobina. It's a Peruvian drink. The key ingredient is a syrup made from the black carob tree.
It's a little bit black, it's a little sweet, but it's okay.
The Muriel family recipe includes the special algarobina syrup, condensed milk, eggs, and pisco. Maria says they don't actually drink this during Christmas in Peru.
But, you know, because of American traditions, we drink this here because here it's wintertime during Christmas. So, like, coincidentally, works well that this is, like, the creamy Christmas winter drink.
Salud.
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 I have to admit, the texture is pretty close to the Sayre nog. But it's not the Sayre nog. And from the start, I sort of knew that nothing would be.
Well, are you proud that yours is the best?
Well, you know, yes, I am. But I also know that you've got to be biased.
Yep, I am definitely biased. But what the Muriel family has done, and what the Riveros and Jean Mapou all did, is take parts of a tradition and remix it, sometimes in a blender, and they make it work with our new lives. They changed the tradition. Hopefully, I'll eventually start making the Sayre family recipe. And when I do, I'll put my own touch on it. Maybe a splash of coconut milk, a drop of algarobina syrup, or a fifth of Haitian rum. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami, about to get on a plane to North Carolina and a glass of nog.
It's pretty potent stuff.